Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. It's the Oracle Application Users Group's Collaborate 14, and that's hashtag C14LV if you are twittering at home. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. I think we're hitting our stride. This is our third or fourth interview this morning. The carpet is teeming with a lot of smart folks, and they're all catching up with old friends and making new ones. And we're making a new friend here from Data Communication Solutions, known as DCS. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Vicky Goldman. How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Tell us a little bit about DCS, just mission, purpose. What are you guys out there doing for folks?
Well, we're doing EDI. DCS is a professional services company. We're focused on EDI with a team of certified IT professionals with decades of experience and having a thorough knowledge of EDI and other file formats.
So now EDI, that's been around, right?
Michael doesn't even know what it is. You're going to have to explain EDI.
Oh, I'd be happy to. EDI is very simple. It's the computer-to-computer exchange of routine business documents, such as purchase orders and invoices. And it's supposed to be integrated.
It's supposed to be? You're saying that with a little kind of a little snarkiness there.
No, there's just a number of different ways to do EDI.
Yes.
And true EDI really is integrated. It makes it much cleaner and more efficient. Better cost savings for everyone all around.
So now, is automation, how does that work in this environment?
So the reason to automate is that it means the elimination of a lot of manual tasks, such as data entry, which helps, of course, lower costs. Automation also widens your shipping window, and of course, it's fundamental to lean manufacturing, which means benefits to your customer as well as you.
Now, when you're working with a customer and you say, you know, you should be automating some of this stuff, human error, you know, make it faster, are they give you a hard time?
No.
They're like, where have you been all my life?
You know, EDI has been around for such a long time.
I know, but some people don't trust technology where, you know, that human beings should be doing certain things. They don't push back.
And yet, human beings are prone to making mistakes. So
that's your selling point?
Mistakes are costly.
Right.
So what's your backstory, Vicky? How did you get involved in this kind of work?
Well, when I was very young, my dad had a computer on every desk far before, I hate to admit my age, but long before anyone else even had one for any purpose. And so I guess I've just always been interested in the technology.
And your role in the company, what do you spend your days doing?
I try to build relationships. My role is actually as a strategic alliance executive.
And then so you're working with the C-suite of a company and helping them get the most out of
right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it sounds like fun, but that's got to be tough. I mean, can you just pick up the phone and say, it's Vicky here. I wonder if we could grab a cup of coffee. Let me tell you how great
you're
wonderful
not using your Oracle applications efficiently enough. Is that what you say?
I am willing to talk to clients in any way they see fit.
But, I mean, that's got to be tough, right? Or do you have this whole marketing process? Or EDI is just that well-known that you get a lot of...
For the clients that are looking to use EDI and EDI can really benefit them, mm-hmm. they do know about it. Now, that doesn't always mean that they know everything that they should know about EDI. So in many cases, it's very much of an education process. But our goal is to be able to go in and learn about a company so that we can really make the best recommendations for them.
Now, what's the pain point that they're having to go, you know what, we need some help in this area?
Well, very often it is the amount that they are spending on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis in order to not do EDI. So if you have, say, four people that are doing manual data entry to put all this information in,
right.
That's four salaries, four benefits packages, you know, not to mention, as I said, humans do make mistakes and errors cost money. So there's a lot of other things that you can look at in addition to that, but that's one of the most obvious where people are seeing a difference.
What continues to fascinate me about the people that we meet doing this broadcast, and we did this same kind of thing last year, it's this high-tech world, but it's incredibly laced with relationship. I mean, relationship is everything in your
area.
It's an amazing, I don't even know what the word is, paradox, dichotomy?
You know, that isn't just this industry. That's happening across the board because people like to do business with people that they know and like. And if you get along with someone, it makes that business that much more pleasurable.
And then, but you need the relationship to really understand their problem.
That's right. Because, yes, you do.
Because they're trusting you, and you're kind of digging in deep into their
right. And their you're business. And you, in many cases, especially with EDI, are getting into some sensitive information. So yeah. Right. You know, it's important to have that relationship.
Well, the trust level, the trust that you must have to have in a Vicky in DCS to even move forward has got to be incredible. Tell us a little bit about, walk us through, if you will, at least the early stages of an engagement cycle. Once a company says, yeah, I think we're going to do this, what are some of the early steps?
So, like, say my company has a bunch of data entry people. That's a target for you, right?
Right, it is. But it also, it's not just that. It's also, you know, what are you doing? What documents are they busy, you know, entering? Are you having chargebacks? Do your customers request that you do EDI? Very often it's that the suppliers or customers will be the ones that will drive
right.
it. Because let's say, for instance, you are wanting to, you make a widget, and that widget goes on Walmart shelves. Walmart will not do business with you unless you do EDI.
Right. So if I'm thinking about getting into Walmart, I have to use EDI.
Yes.
That's great. It's like the Carfax. You've seen those commercials where, like, don't buy the car without checking the Carfax? that's a great marketing.
Are you saying I'm a little cartoon fox?
So tell us a little bit about how you intend to invest your time this week at the conference. How will you spend your time here? You'll go to sessions?
I'll go to sessions. I have several meetings with a number of clients as well as prospects. And, of course, we have a booth here, number 1340.
And what's happening in your booth?
Oh, my gosh, just a lot of that relationship building.
She probably has a radio show in her booth, too, right?
Exactly.
Doesn't everybody?
Would you guys like to come and be on my radio show?
Our evenings are free.
Right, exactly. That would be a lot of fun. So what's on the horizon? What's next for you guys? Anything that you're allowed to talk about that's kind of new and different, new product line, new suite, new efforts?
Well, you know, we don't work with just Oracle. We actually work with every type of system that's out there. So that also sets us apart a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And in terms of us, we are just, it's just go, go, go. We are so busy right now, and we're very happy to have that happening.
Now, are you doing work around the world or just in America?
We do. So our headquarters are located in Minneapolis, but we've got satellite offices throughout the United States as well as South America and Asia.
Now, are you allowed to brag about specific clients or maybe at least the industries that you've served with some of these?
Some specific clients, Caterpillar, Saputo, Dirt Devil, Hoover.
Oh, wow.
Just a lot of really good companies.
Do you specialize in any verticals or it's anybody?
We really do work across the board, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, I realize that's a little bit different for this industry, but we do.
Right.
I want to switch gears for a minute, if we can, and see if maybe you have any counsel to offer someone coming out of school looking for a career in this field. What counsel, if any, would you offer them? Is this a field that you would encourage them to come into?
I love it. So, you know, that's as far as I can really go, and it's certainly a growth market within this industry, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a different problem every day, so you will never be bored.
So now you mentioned that you're not just Oracle-centric. What are the other companies' applications you guys support?
Oh, so SAP, Dynamics, just, you know, everybody across the board.
So you're going to shows all over the country?
I am.
Wow. So you've seen the world, huh?
Well, you know, one conference center at a time, yes.
Well, you sold me. When I'm in the market for EDI, I'll take two from Vicky. I think you do a marvelous job, and I can see why your clients must absolutely love you.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, website for you guys?
Our website is dcsedi.com. We also offer a free assessment, and we'll be happy to talk with you about your needs.
So now, so they can go on the website, they can sign up for a free assessment, and then what happens if they sign up?
So we contact them, and we have a discussion about what's going on. So for instance, as you said, if you were in the need for EDI or you uh-huh. wanted to look into it, we basically talk through what you're doing now, the flow, how you intend to grow, what your plans are, you know, what you foresee coming down the pipeline so that we can scale it appropriately for you.
And then, but like a lot of times your customers don't know what they don't know, right?
That's true, but they, you know, they do know more than they actually believe they do in many cases.
And you help them get the most out of it.
We do. Yes. Our goal is to make sure that the client is in the best situation possible, and we make sure we do the right thing by them.
And the website again is dcsedi.com?
Yes.
Well, Vicky, it has been an absolute delight having you on the broadcast this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor at OAUG Collaborate 2014.